At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringutang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws with monkey sounds in there and call it good.
The old like Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon. Welcome in and happy Wednesday, Dusty Hera. Along with me today, Will Ortner, Big Will Betts. How you doing, Mr. Big Will?
I'm still recovering after Monday.
Not bets, not good?
That's the thing. It's not a bet, though. No, like, are we considering brackets bets? Are we considering bracket pools?
Yeah.
So, I don't know that I consider that gambling.
It's a form of betting.
But it's not a form of gambling.
All right. It's like, was your happiness directly tied to the outcome of a game, which you are not a fan of either one of the teams?
I became a fan.
Then that is betting. And that is exactly what happened.
I think you're getting me on a technicality.
That's the greatest part about the brackets, when you lay down a little money and there is a wager on there.
Well, and see, the issue, here's the thing. The issue wasn't the money lost. It was the money that I was going to gain.
Yeah.
And when you're up by 12 with, what, 10 minutes left?
Mm-hmm.
There were already some avenues and purchases that money was going to go down.
See, now, I guess phrasing it that way, when you say it's not about the money lost, but about the money that I could have gained. Yeah, that's called gambling.
And no.
He's like, I had money tied up in the future that I didn't have yet because I could have won a lot of money. That is called gambling.
No. It was money that was going to go to my taxes.
I was going to say, is this Clark Griswold promising the pool?
If he is this tied to the amount of money, yeah, it was gambling.
It wasn't gambling. It was enjoying friendship of bracketing with others. I was basically a carpenter.
See, so right there was the for entertainment purposes only tag.
Yeah.
Well, look, it was responsible. I'm fine. Everything is fine.
You sound broken because it's Wednesday and you're still not over it.
Well, because then it got like, after I lost, I was really sad. And my parents are like, we're going to cheer him up. And they were like, don't worry.
What are you, five?
Well, I was watching it at my parents' house and I was sad. And so my lovely mother was like, I'm going to cheer my son up. Don't worry, William. They didn't deserve to win, and that made it worse. I know what she was trying to do, and I love her for that, but it made me more mad.
What was she trying to do?
She was trying to console me.
She was trying to S on Houston by saying they didn't deserve to win?
A little bit.
They blew a 12-point lead.
Well, no, she was saying Florida didn't deserve to win. She was like, don't worry about it. You were right for 39 minutes. And I was like, I understand that. But the minute that counted, I was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, that last minute is the most important one. You want to be, it actually isn't even a full minute. It was 46 seconds, brother.
I'm very sad about it. And it's okay. Now that I understand taxes, I also understand brackets.
You understand taxes. You understand taxes now.
Yeah, you have to pay those.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
You do.
You sure do.
You do.
Yeah.
Feels a lot better when it's bracket. Well,
Having an idea of how much money you make here at this fine station and as a substitute teacher, I'm guessing that this is the first year that you're realizing you have to pay those taxes.
I've always taken care of them, but usually I got money back. The last two, I have not.
Good.
And
you're an adult.
All right, look, I pay them, but like, you know, when you look at it and you're like, oh, that bracket, like I already had money. The money that I was going to get paid, like, okay, I have that money. I know that money's there.
Yeah.
This is found money.
Yeah.
And found money feels like you're rich, even though you're not necessarily, you're definitely not rich. I wasn't in for that much. But yeah. It was going to be very nice to be like, I can take this money that I had set aside and I can pull it back in and I can take found money and put it in there. Almost like a get out of jail free card.
Found money.
Found money. Couch found cushion money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You were gambling.
Gambling winnings.
Yes.
No. I didn't go to a kiosk. I didn't do it online.
Yeah. Well, we got some text coming in on the fan text line. 503-864-6326. A couple things here. Rufio's in. You only have to pay taxes if you make money. Chess, not checkers.
Yeah, I'm trying that.
Mom, in an attempt to make you happier, she should have at least... have you a homemade cookie when she gave you that comment. Yeah, handing a homemade cookie while getting bad news makes everything better.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it does. It does. Softens the blow significantly.
Okay, it softens the blow, but it doesn't make it better. Like any kind of
that
homemade...
is making it better. Softening the blow is literally
making it better means it goes away. Well, like that just gets pushed down.
Are you concussed?
I think we are in a Will Ortner pretzel right
maybe.
Now.
It's possible. Well, because making it better makes it seem like it's gone in my head. Like if you come in, you're like, Will, I got a boo-boo. Like, okay, here, boo-boo's gone. Mm. I made it better. It's fixed.
Yeah. Okay.
That wouldn't have made it fixed.
Now, another text is bringing up a good point. Is are we in a situation here where, you know, you're back to steaks at the Dollar Tree?
No.
Didn't hit you that hard?
No.
Okay.
No. All right. No. There's a gambling fund. The gambling fund is fine.
Okay. All right. Hey, I'm just saying.
March Madness was, I broke even.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've learned to always say that.
Will paying 2024 taxes with 2025 winnings that he'll have to pay more on in his 2025 filings is a vicious cycle.
I don't think that I was going to win enough of that to have taxes on it.
Yeah.
You got to win a certain amount, and I don't think it was that much. I don't know what that number is. I've never won that much.
I don't think it's a lot, brother.
It doesn't matter.
They notify you in the old...
I was going to say, it doesn't matter. Didn't
DraftKings
win.
DraftKings app?
Didn't win. I do.
Yeah, they'll let you know.
I was going to say, this bracket... They'll let you know. The bracket wasn't through the DraftKings app. It doesn't matter. I didn't win anyways.
All right.
No, well, no new taxes.
Here's a big question. You are what, 20?
I'm 27.
7 years old.
27.
Did you fire off a tweet to a college student because of the outcome of a basketball game?
I did not.
Good.
I did not. Good. I have.
That's good. That's good. It's progress.
To my knowledge,
mm-hmm.
I don't know that I've ever DM'd someone that I did not know.
Well, that's good.
I don't know that I've ever DM'd someone that I'm not friends with.
That's good, but it's also a key indicator as why you're single, man. You need to shoot your shot more, bud.
I don't know that that's the way that I'm going to go about it. Dude, you need to meet me in person.
You got to cast a wide net.
Yeah,
well,
dude.
No, but my wide net is like, I go out and I do things. I'm out with the people. I need to be out with the people. You need to meet me in person. My online persona is not, it's not the best. I don't like it.
You're going to end up dating an older woman. With that
hasn't
mentality, the young people don't go out in the same way, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm also kind of aging out of certain spots.
Look,
too.
I'm also going to throw this one at you.
Mm.
Oftentimes, you meet someone at a bar. That's not the one.
That truer words have never been.
Wife
more
and I
spoken.
Met working at a bar.
See, that's different though. You guys were working. You guys were working at the bar.
Yeah.
You know, you had... It's trauma bonding when you're working in this service industry. And you guys found a common denominator, which was...
I'm going to go out for a smoke. You want to go?
Oh, hey. It's how every great love story starts right there.
That's fantastic.
When did you quit smoking, Rust?
When we were pregnant with the first kid.
When she was pregnant with the first kid.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
He played a part.
It's a somewhat shared experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what, that would have been October 9th, 2011.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, that's a good run for you, man. 14 years?
Yeah.
All right.
That's fantastic.
You ever miss it?
Not really.
Oh, good.
I mean, there are times where, like, I see... Where it gets maybe a little rough is if you're watching a TV show or a movie where everybody's just constantly smoking.
Mm.
And it's like, oh, cigarette. But.
Yeah. Oh.
Never really had a.
Did you go cold
too big
turkey?
Of a hankering one? Yeah.
Nice.
Mm. Yep.
No patches, no gum.
Chewing on cocktail straws.
Oh, hey. All right. That's a way to do it.
I don't smoke. I never did.
Well, now you can quit.
Yeah. How do I get off chewing on the straws?
Smoking cigarettes.
You're right. It's the only way.
Plus, it made it easier, too, once they had the indoor smoking ban.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a trip. That was a trip right there. You don't know this.
I don't.
This is going to be a history lesson for you. You used to be able to go into bars, and people would just be at the bar smoking. Just right there. And I mean, you'd go into some bars and it would just be like a cloud of smoke would barrel out and that would be not the place. But if there was like a, kind of like the marine layer, right?
Yeah.
When you go to the coast, if you had a marine layer
of smoke,
yeah, that was going to be a good time.
Yeah.
That bar was going to be a good time. Huh. But if it was like too smoky, if you were walking through the fog, not a good bar, not a good bar.
Well, and then, you know, you had your places like Old Chicago and whatnot, where the smoking section and the non-smoking section were separated by basically about a 6-foot tall wall, but open up top.
My favorite was Sherry's, where you had the booth and then a 2-foot plexiglass on the other side of the booth. And that was the barrier.
That was the smoking section? Like, this is the smoking booth. You can smoke in here.
They'd be like, smoking or non? You'd be like, non-smoking, please. We're going to sit you right here.
Right next to these smokers.
Right next to Ethel and Midge and Walter, who are just housing these cigarettes.
Sitting here playing bunco.
Like, they got a they got a sausage in one hand and a cigarette in the other, and they're just going to town.
I let that go clean.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one, yeah.
The one that blows my mind is I was in Prairie High School, the world famous over in Brush Prairie, Washington.
Sure.
My uncle and my dad were pointing out to me where the old smoker section used to be. Like, you could be in high school and then be like, I got passing period. Plenty of time for me to go smoke a spirit.
Yeah.
And then you run over there and then your teacher follows you and they're like, hey, can I bum one? Like, that blows my mind.
That's bonding.
Hey, whatever works. However you got to get the A.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that. I just, when did they start banning smoking indoors? When did that happen?
That would be 2005 or 6.
Probably
it was right around when I turned 21. But I had the experiences of going into bars and it being very smoky at a legal age.
Leftover smoke?
Yeah. But I do remember... There's this place on the SOU campus. It's called Omar's. It's a steakhouse and bar, and it's like on the campus. When they did the no smoking ban, people walked in and were like, "This is what this place looks like." Like, the walls were like tarred,
and
they had to close for 2 weeks to repaint the joint. And when we came back, we're like, "Whoa! This is a brand new experience."
Yeah.
Still smelled like smoke. I mean, it was like they took everything off the walls. They reframed all the pictures. They painted all the walls. Still smelled like smoke. Yeah. It was a... They also had like a... It was a great place to go on a Wednesday night because they had $1 Wells.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they had free apps. Apps, yeah.
They had free apps?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a bad deal for them.
It was a great deal for us.
Yes.
Well, yes, of course.
Yeah. Get you in the door.
On Wednesday nights.
Wow.
Now, the Wells were like But it was a dingy well. It wasn't. It was like
a little Everclear. Were you?
You're just scraping whatever's on the bottom shelf of your local liquor store.
Yeah, the old HRD.
Yeah, go to the corner, and in the very back of that corner, that's what we were. It wasn't even HRD. I wouldn't even give it that. It was like Burnett's.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. So, but I mean, it was worth it for us at the time.
Hey,
yeah. It was worth it for us at the time.
Everybody's had that really bad cheap liquor drink.
Yeah. Those are, but that was, there was a time where you would walk in and people just be burning heaters.
Well, I'm old enough to remember too, vaguely, as a youth, when smoking was still allowed on airplanes and the smoking section was just basically the last like four rows. There was no barrier.
That is hilarious that back in the day.
Back when seats were huge too on planes.
Yeah. Well, it's just funny. Like back in the day, they're like, don't worry, you're not in the smoker section. You won't have to deal with this cigarette smoke. It'll be okay.
Wow, here's one. I recall watching a friend get called into the vice principal's office in junior high. The vice principal wanted to bum a chew. This was the early 90s, Hillsboro. If that doesn't kind of encapsulate early 90s Hillsboro, Oregon, I don't know what does.
I was going to say, that's a nice two-day suspension right now.
Yeah, dude, that'll get you booted. No, that was, hey, what's up? You gonna bum one?
Hey, man, I see the can. Give me some.
All right. Boy, this is where we've gone everywhere. Look at this. All of these, we got a lot of texts right now of just people sharing their smoking section stories, and I'm here for it.
I'm not.
You're never going to have, you're not, well, and you
I
want to
hear the stories.
Yeah.
But I want to hear them from a safe smelling distance away. I don't want to deal with the smoking section.
You probably do.
I don't.
Just to experience once?
No. Right. But, hey, I will say this. Like, it's better than the vaping section.
There you go. I remember elementary school, there was this picnic table out back. And I was always like, why is that even there?
Smoker section.
One day, came in late to school, and we went, like, around the back. Second grade teacher out there burning heaters.
Mrs. Smith, what are you doing?
Just sitting there, darts. It's because of you.
You drove me to this.
All right. Let's get this show on the road. We got a couple interviews today. Danny's going to join us. He is hoop summiting again today, summiting all of the hoops. He's going to join us at 12:30. Blazers back in action. A lot of movement in the NBA coaching world. We are going to catch up with Danny at 12:30. 1 o'clock, Brian Henninger, who is a former PGA pro, held a 54-hole lead at the Masters. He lives here in Oregon now. He's going to join us at 1 o'clock. Talk about the mystique, the aura, what it's like being a leader after 54 holes at the Masters, and the pressure that comes with it, man, and how things have changed. So Brian Henninger will join us coming up at 1 o'clock today. So let's get this show on the road, shall we? It's a welcoming home. It's going to be a weird night in Dallas. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
They got a sausage in one hand and a cigarette in the other, and they're just going to town.
Oh, boy.
That's a great draw.
That's bad.
That's a good one.
Golly.
Danny had a pretty rough one the other day.
Yeah, some of them can be bad, man. Out of context. That, even in context, didn't sound great. That's what you get when you talk for a living. All right. Tonight is Luca's return to Dallas. This is going to be awkward for everybody. It's going to be 4:30 on ESPN. Lakers visit the Mavericks. And obviously, outside of Luca's return, pretty pivotal game, seeing as the Lakers lost last night to the Oklahoma City Thunder, and the race in the Western Conference is so tight, a razor-thin margin. Dallas still clinging on, and they're going to be locked into that 10 spot. But the drama behind it all, Luka's return, and the reception that he's going to get is going to be really interesting, because Mavericks fans aren't upset that Luka left. It's that the team traded him away. They're not mad at Luka Doncic. This is such a weird situation for a fan base who loved their star player. He loved being in Dallas. And now everything changes because Nico Harrison was like, no, I'm done with it. We're going to go a different direction. I will be really interested to see how this plays out tonight and where the boos are directed.
I'm going to be glued right now because the Mavs just tweeted out they're selling these shirts, or they're giving away these shirts that essentially say, thank you, Luca. Thank you for your time, all in his native language, which I think is a really cool thing by the organization. But it also feels like, hey, I just got in trouble with my significant other because I cheated with Anthony Davis. So here's some flowers for you.
Yeah. And it's a cool gesture. I don't think this is going to go over well with the fan base.
No.
That they have on every single seat in the arena in Slovenian, thank you, thanks for everything. Is that what it says?
I believe.
Something like that?
So, along those lines.
That isn't going to go well. Their fans are still pissed, and they have every right to be upset about the way that it went down and the fact that they get Anthony Davis, and literally one game in, he gets hurt. But this is, and I wonder if when they introduce the starting lineups, he's going to get a roar. We know that.
Right.
But you always go visitors first and then the home team. Does this mean that we are going to see boos for the Mavericks? Is it going to be boos for Anthony Davis? Because they're going to roar for Luka.
100%.
Is that how they show their disdain? Because Nico Harrison will be in that building. He's going to be the hardest man to find in that building.
Yeah, he's going to be hidden. If he can be up in the owner's booth, that's where he's going to be. I don't think that they boo Anthony Davis because it's not Anthony Davis's fault either.
Nope.
Like, when we've seen movement in the NBA, it's the Kevin Durant. Hey, I want out. It's Jimmy Butler. Hey, I want out. And it gets dragged out forever, and that's why you hate the player. This wasn't dragged out. This was Rob Pelinka and Nico Harrison meeting together and just being like, let's solve this trade. Let's move this piece. And so there's no reason for anyone to be mad at Luka. I wonder, and if I was any of the other teams in the West, this is where I'd be fearful.
Yeah.
Since Luka's return, he's been good. He hasn't been Luka good, right? He's had 30-point games. He's had triple-doubles. But then he's also had games where he can't hit a shot. He's had games mm-hmm. where he has lots of turnovers. And he just had a game where he's chirping at a fan, and he got kicked out on what a lot of people think is a bogus call by the ref.
I thought it was last night,
too. I thought it was bogus.
Oklahoma City. But here's the thing with Luka. Luka is known for chirping at refs, right?
Yes.
And when you have that reputation, your reputation follows you. See yep. Ja Morant and everything that he's been going through.
Draymond, 100%.
But he has got to, when you drop an F-bomb towards a fan, you should probably make sure that the ref isn't right there because fair. you're gonna get too dope.
Fair. But is this what finally wakes Luka up to being back to Luka?
See, I will be fascinated to see how the emotions handle, how he handles the emotions mm-hmm. and or do they handle him, right? Because he was phenomenal last night.
Yes.
He's been really good in this last stretch. His last three, he's gone for 35, 30, and 23. It's pretty damn good.
He's been more
and
consistent.
And by the way, 23 after getting, I mean, he got run early in the fourth quarter.
Right.
That game was tied at 112, and they end up losing 136 to 120. Luka Doncic would have made an impact down the stretch of that game.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling. Science. But will the emotions of being back in Dallas grab him a little bit too much? Because it is going to be an emotional day for him, whether he wants to admit it or not.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot at play. And so how he handles that is going to be a big factor in how this game goes. But he's also got LeBron James to lean on. And that's always a good guy to have in your hip pocket.
Well, I also think that he's someone who's gone through it. And the difference for him is LeBron was hated. Like, they burned the Cavalier LeBron James jerseys, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, there wasn't as much backlash when he left Miami, but there were still people upset with him when he left Miami. So if someone's going to know how to handle the situation, it would be LeBron. But again, Luka's starting to get back to where he was. He still had his moment, like, against Golden State the other week. He completely disappeared in that game, mm-hmm. in a game that they really needed to have. Jimmy Butler stepped up, right? Steph Curry stepped up. But Luka didn't. Luka's starting to get back into where he was. And if Luka gets upset and Luka gets mad, there's only one other player in the NBA that's better than him, and that guy's in Denver right yep. now.
I will be on board for, and I do not like the Lakers. I will not root for the Lakers. But I'd be on board for a Luka Doncic 50-point game tonight. Shove it in Nico Harrison's face. Watch him get awesome. Cheered. And watch Nico get booed off the floor.
Watch him have his like first dunk in like 3 years on AD.
I'd be here for it.
That would be,
I'd be here for
awesome.
It. Danny Morang is summiting the hoops at the Nike Hoop Summit, and we will talk to him. The Blazers back in action tonight against the Utah Jazz. Michael Malone fired yesterday. David Adelman is the interim head coach in Denver. Are there any tea leaves to read with the Portland Trail Blazers and Chauncey Billups' future? That coming up after Rust with SportsCenter.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or a Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, Danny Meringue is out. He's been summiting hoops the last 2 days. Nike Hoop Summit coming up this Saturday in Moda Center. Team USA versus the world. What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. It's one of my favorite weeks of the year. Basketball through and through takes over. You know, we're getting into the weekend, the final weekend and for the NBA playoffs. Hoop Summit's going on. The draft workouts are already starting. I was talking to a couple scouts at the last couple practices. They're like, yeah, no, after this, we're going to so-and-so city to meet with the so-and-so agency's players to get their first workouts in. I'm like, oh, that's right. We're in the thick of it, man. It's draft season is upon us.
Who looks good?
So I've only got to see the world team so far. I haven't seen the U.S. team. The world team, I don't like saying this. It's not fun. They're just not as good as they've been in the past. They're a much smaller team than they've been in the past. They don't have a 7-footer. The U.S. team is enormous. If they don't win by about 25 to 30, it's going to be kind of a letdown. But there are a couple guys out there for the world team that really stand out. Omer Meyer, an Israeli prospect who plays for Maccabi Tel Aviv. He's 2 months older than Cooper Flagg. He looks like a grown man, very strong, very high IQ feel kind of point guard, very good shooter. Tunde Issufu looks like Anthony Edwards. He's 6'5", built like a truck. And I think Ant Edwards is kind of like who his guy is in the league right now because he wears number 5, has the elbow band, has the same haircut. And coincidentally enough, has the same build and crazy athleticism, can really shoot the ball. Dame Saar, no relation to the other Saar brothers, is a 6'6", 6'7", wing out of Italy that is just, he looks like a basketball player. He's incredibly smooth, slithery, very explosive. Kind of looks like Rupert, in that, like, just very long, lanky, like, oh, you can see this guy putting on like 45 pounds, you know, kind of a deal. Like, he's got the frame to really grow. The next, you know, hopefully for UConn, great big man is in there. Ribe, who, Eric Ribe, is just a shade under 7 foot. I was talking to Don McClingan about him, and, you know, UConn's very excited to get him. And I was talking to a few folks there that Ribe's been getting a lot of threes up over the last couple of days, and the UConn coaches are jokingly saying, yeah, get them all out there, 'cause you're not taking them here. So, it's an interesting group on the world side. Unfortunately, we did just get an email a little bit ago that Koa Pete is out for the U.S. men's team. I haven't been able to track down why. I'm guessing an injury. There's been a few knocks here or there. Rudic was supposed to be on the world team. He was a late injury scratch. And I believe Trey McKenna was just added to the U.S. team. So I'm going to see a little bit of the U.S. team before the game tonight. But then after that, it'll be the next couple of days and where we get the big scrimmage at Moda to get a good look at those guys. But it's the U.S. team is definitely drastically ahead of the world team. They don't really need to fear much there. But there's some interesting guys with the world team for sure.
Who are the big names on the U.S. team? I know you haven't gotten a chance to really look at them, but right now you hear a lot about the Boozer twins. Is it them and everyone else? Who do you expect to really shine from Team USA?
I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, there's a difference between Cam and Caden. Boozer, Cam's obviously the higher-level prospect. But on the U.S. side, it's A.J. Devonta, the BYU commit. He's 6'8". I mean, This sounds sacrilege to say this, to like compare him to such a great player, but he's Tracy McGrady. Like that's what he kind of profiles as. He's an insane athlete, unreal body control, can just do stuff and can access stuff that other guys just can't. He has a physical profile that just allows him to do things that nobody else can really do. I'm really interested to see Chris Senek Jr., who is the, depending on which recruiting service you look at, he's the number 6 or number 7 overall recruit in the country, but he's going to Houston. So Kelvin Sampson is not only getting his tough culture guys, but he's getting a top 10 recruit. Houston, I believe, has the number 2 class in the country. So Kelvin Sampson's going to go from having like the anywhere between like the 30th and 50th best class in the country to having a top 5 class. And when he starts adding talent to that culture base, it's going to be really interesting to see how that shakes out. But I do want to see Cam Boozer in person. Just talking to people about him and the tape that I've watched on him, he's so good that he's boring. And it's very interesting. Like, it's the complete opposite of A.J. Devonta. Like, when you watch Devonta play, your eyes are just drawn to him. He's so spectacular. Cam Boozer is just this monster, incredibly good player, but it's just like he has this level of domination that it's like it's one of those things where I don't question it, but I, like, because he's playing high, like the highest level competition you can in high school. But it's like, okay, how much further ahead is he just physically? And does that change in college? That's like the really only question I have for him. But the U.S. team, whether it's, you know, Mike Brown, whether it's, you know, A.J. Devonta, Jalen Harrison, the Boozer twins, Nate Ament, Darius Acuff, like they're loaded. Obviously without Koa Pete, who's an Arizona commit, not surprising that, you know, a guy here or there steps to the side, but the team is just loaded to the gills. And even though they don't have a bunch of 7-footers this year, everyone's big.
All right, Danny, yesterday you came in because you thought you were working, and we talked about Michael Malone and his firing in Denver. Look, there's a lot of layers to this, and there are connections here to Portland. I mean, obviously, he and Calvin Booth didn't like each other. I think a lot of people forgot that prior to winning a championship, Michael Malone was on the hot seat and going to get fired, and they won a championship and it bought him time. So it wasn't hunky-dory even before they won their title. now you look at it, the layers are, all right, Denver is open. David Adelman slides in, the Jesuit High alum and former Lincoln High School coach, son of Rick Adelman of the Portland Trailblazers. You have Chauncey Billups from Denver. No contract moving forward. They announced Joe Cronin gets a contract extension. Nothing about Chauncey Billups. There's a lot of moving parts here that very well could affect the Portland Trailblazers moving forward. Have you seen anything that gives you any kind of indication that, all right, there's something to keep an eye on?
Yes and no to an extent. So, yeah, the Joe Cronin contract extension is certainly something that, you know, raised an eyebrow in the sense of, you know, they didn't do Chauncey's as well at the same time. So that seems like the time, like if you're going to fire your GM and head coach, you do it at the same time. Maybe you're going to re-sign him at the same time. Just speaking to people around the team and around the league, I think the Blazers will move on. That's my general feeling. But they're going to talk. And I was just say, when I say they, Chauncey Billups and the Blazers are going to talk, or Chauncey's representation and the Blazers are going to talk. And they'll see where things are for sure. I think he's earned that. And I think that both the front office and Chauncey Billups both feel that he's earned that. But there are ties there. You know, let's say Joe Cronin doesn't get his extension earlier this weekend, and neither does Chauncey, and Denver fires both of them. I mean, could you see either or both? They're both from Denver. Like they both have ties there. I mean, Chauncey obviously played for the organization after playing at Colorado. So that's an interesting part of this. And then you have David Adelman. Adelman's a guy I've heard on a short list as it pertains to the Trailblazers. You know, it's actually interesting. Two of the hotter assistant coaches that were going to probably be on the market this summer were David Adelman and Tuama Sisalo from the Memphis Grizzlies. And both have been elevated to head coaching roles. And I think that played a part in both those organizations' decisions, was like, hey, you know, we should probably really get a firm look at this guy before they go hit the market and kind of get a right of first refusal. So I think that plays into it for Portland, but there's a lot of noise and rumors and whatever you want to call it coming out of Phoenix about the Suns being very interested in Chauncey Billups. So it's really interesting. If you had told me this a year ago, I would have been like, I don't believe you. But considering the way the season has gone, the way the players have bought in, the way the culture has started to establish, the way the guys have developed, and like if you're at this point where you're sitting here saying so-and-so hasn't developed, like you're just looking for a reason to not like Chauncey Billups. Mm-hmm. Like that's fine. It's whatever. No doubt. Everyone has developed, and I mean, even guys who have been unhappy at certain points in time, I mean, neither Shaden nor Scoot are happy about being benched. Tumani wasn't happy about being benched, but like in the long run, they've all come to understand that it was beneficial for them. It's, you know, that just talking to the veterans on the team, like, yeah, we all kind of gone through like some of this, unless you're like a day one star, like Dame, most guys go through some version of this. Like this is just what happens. So, it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks. What's really, I don't know the right word for it. It's not problematic, but it does present a problem, I guess, in the sense that because there's a gap between the end of the season, which, you know, this weekend on Sunday, it'll be the last game of the season for the Trailblazers, and the lottery of basically a month, you've got to kind of get your ducks in a row, and there's going to be a team that flames out, and there's going to be a coach that gets fired, and there's going to be a player that asks out, and like how much that upsets the apple cart as far as, you know, what you're hoping to do or what you're trying to get done. And then you're just trying to fit all of these pieces together. And the problem is you might be working with puzzle pieces from three separate puzzles. You know what I mean? It's, yep. It's not all out of the same box. And you have to just kind of scramble in that month. And we're like, well, you just hire the coach. I'm like, no, I don't think you just hire the coach. I think you take your time and you do your due diligence, unless you're going to retain Chauncey Billups, and see who's out there. And you, like, I know a lot of Blazers fans are like, oh, just hire Mike Malone. I'm like, I love Mike Malone as a coach. I want him nowhere near this team. I don't think that this team, Mike Malone is not a give a young team to a coach guy.
Yeah.
Mike Malone is a give me the, like, that was part of, not in part of the problem, was a major problem between Calvin Booth and Michael Malone. It was a personnel issue. It was also a personal issue. They didn't like each other at all. Like, I've talked to a few people that told me they hadn't talked in a month.
Yeah.
So, like, and look, Michael Malone, great coach, definitely a hothead. I can sympathize. I get it. I don't know if that's the exact coach you want for this team right now. If you're talking about in 4 or 5 years, you could probably convince me of that. But there's so many more opportunities that are on the table now, and that's both good and daunting because there is more on the table now.
Yep. All right, final road game of the season tonight. The Blazers take on the Utah Jazz down in Salt Lake City. Blazers going to win that one. You will be on the Rip City Wrap-Up tonight over on K2.2. So enjoy summiting hoops, and we will talk to you tomorrow when you're going to be back.
Yes, and we'll talk about what I'm now calling the final suck-off of 2025.
Whoa. All right. Danny Meringue, everybody. All right, there's the Meringue-a-tang. 503-864-6326. Let's unpack a little bit of what he just said there about this final stretch and what it could mean for the hometown team. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. All right, we just had Danny on. We were talking about the sliding doors of the Michael Malone firing with him at the end of that conversation. And I think he and I are on the same page in this one. And we had Anthony Leverts in yesterday. He was like, dude, Michael Malone is a damn good coach. He really is. And Leverts made a lot of really good points about him. But Danny's like, I don't want Michael Malone anywhere near this team. I wouldn't go that far. I think if he wants to be the coach of the Blazers, don't think it'd be awful. But the thing is, I think people forget how contentious and how rough it was when he had young Nikola Jokic, young Jamal Murray, and his process. It took several years for those guys to get to the point where they were competing for championships. And then it got to the point where these guys are ready.
Yeah.
Why aren't you in that window? They finally get over the hump. They beat the, or they win the NBA title in 2023. And everybody's like, whew, this seems like things are good. It soured again very quickly, though.
Well, you have to remember, too, like the reason it soured is because the GM over there, he wanted him to start using the young players, not just Christian Braun, but he wanted them to start using in that younger crew where Malone wanted them to keep guys like Bruce Brown. He wanted them to hold on to some of those more expensive KCP types where they're a role player and you're going to have to overpay them a little bit to keep them in Denver. But he thought that that was the most important way to get this team in this window to an NBA title, where the front office, they're saying, no, we need to mix in the younger crew so we can keep our books down, but you can build these guys up, have them play with Murray, have them play with Porter, have them play with Jokic. They'll all become great together and we'll elongate our championship window. Instead of having this small one, we'll now have a longer one, especially with all the injuries that you've seen from Murray. And so it's just two different ways to skin the cat on how to build a team and roster building and team building and what kind of franchise do you want to have. I don't necessarily think that either one is wrong, but when you're the Blazers and you have all this young talent, you should find a coach that is going to build that young talent and is known for building young talent, as opposed to someone who, kind of like Malone, feels like once you have a team that's already had the talent built,
well,
bring him in.
He crawled through that S-pipe and he got out on the other end, and it was the title. He's like, I don't want to go back there.
Right.
And that may be the other thing at play. Portland could beg him, throw a bag of money at him. He's like, I don't want to go back through that again.
Right. No thanks.
503-864-6326. That is the Fan text line. Coming up next, we've got a fun guest, Brian Henniger, who is a former PGA pro, held the 54-hole lead at the Masters back in 1995. He's now living here in Oregon, and he's got a couple cool things that he's got his irons in the fire with. We'll talk to Brian coming up after this. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st. Register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.